This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, how are y'all?
I am so excited, mainly because I'm speaking to you, but mainly because I know a little something about you that I was told this week.
Okay.
And that is...
Get straight to it. Go on, Dan. You won't be able to get through any of the interviews until you get to it.
You were going to pursue a career in NFL, in American football.
Yeah. It was very close.
I am... An American football nut. What happened? Why the sudden change?
Music happened to me, really. I played in college football, and I just toward the end, I was playing music the whole time, and just really felt like, you know, we were called to do this, and I couldn't live without the music, and I decided I could live without the football. So I'm still a huge fan and definitely follow it. Our whole band is pretty pretty big into sports.
You must like the Carolina Panthers is my guess.
Right, yeah. I'm it's kind of I don't know if you guys have fantasy football or know about it, but they have a thing that sounds completely cheesy, but they have a game that you play on computers over here where it's like you have certain players that play each week and you get points based on how they do. And you sort of manage the team and all that. So the band plays together and there's a big trophy that we have at the end. It gets pretty competitive.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun.
Well, before we move on and speak about music, because we will do that, let me just conclude this part of our conversation by saying I follow the Philadelphia Eagles and I'm pretty sure we beat you guys earlier in the year.
I'm pretty sure you did too.
Yeah, okay.
We're having a pretty bad year so far, and yeah, the Eagles look good, man.
They look good. I just wanted to bring that up.
Fair enough. I guess in Possum Kingdom, where you come from, the football probably was most of what happened in the town. I mean, really, I guess there wasn't much of a music scene going on there.
No, there's absolutely none. There's not even stoplights going on in our hometown. We had a little country store. It was pretty much the one-stop shop for everything. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fishing and, you know, outdoorsman kind of stuff. It was great. My dad actually ran a church camp. So it was a really cool thing for us. I mean, that's partly why we were living out in the middle of nowhere. But all the kids would come in from all around to the camp during the summers. And so it was a blast for us because we lived on a campground that had the pool and lake and river and, you know, all that. We'd have all these kids came in, all, you know, hundreds of friends coming in, you know, all summer long. So it was a blast, a great way to grow up.
You're doing amazing stuff, and your music is impacting people right around the world. Do you ever get a chance to speak to young kids kind of growing up, where you grew up, and saying, hey, you know, your potential is huge. You can go out there and really impact the world?
You know, yeah, I love talking to people, you know, bands that are coming up and you know, and pretty much whatever they do. But we feel like we've made every mistake you can make along the way, you know, and still be here. And so, you know, I love talking to people about, you know, how it's happened and how they can maybe avoid some of the things that we did. We've been a band for now a little over 10 years. And, you know, we're sort of the overnight 10-year success kind of thing.
sort of, yeah.
So, you know, but definitely, I mean, we feel so, it's so crazy even now. I mean, everything, we just played a sold-out show last night here, and it's so amazing to think that we started the way we did, you know, in our bass player's dad's garage, and it's come to this. It's completely humbling and really rewarding at the same time.
Well, your music, it's up there. It's at quite a high standard. Your music's played alongside artists like Coldplay. I mean, your music's featured in film as well. How do you keep grounded within that? Because this in 10 years, that really is a quick success. You've done really, really well. How do you keep that focus there still?
You know, for us, I think it's mostly family. You know, we've got some pretty honest family around us. They, you know, the minute we start floating a little, they bring us right back down to earth. And, you know, so I feel like we've been pretty grounded. And I think it's also helped us, you know, how long it's taken to get here. I think we've learned to kind of take, you know, take everything in stride a little bit because, you know, we've seen bands in the 10 years that we've been playing come and go, and you know, it's really about just, you know, keeping your head down, working hard, and I think that's the bands that kind of are able to keep it going. And so we're definitely, I mean, we're having a blast right now. It's hard to you know, get us out of the sky, I think, right now, but definitely our family, you know, me and Bo's wives are quick to point out how many faults we do have. So they keep us sane.
And if you do get a little too high, you can always just reminisce about the Panthers versus Eagles week one in the
exactly.
NFL. And
there you go.
Now, Bear, you got a pretty cool voice. You have a pretty cool voice. I love your song, Lay 'Em Down. That is an awesome song that I can cruise along to. Tell me, is that something when you're singing that you have to kind of throw on? Is it like you kind of go, okay, I'm going to go. It's been described as having soulful warmth. Do you go for that when you sing, or is that just your sound?
I don't really. You know, I think my voice has changed a lot over the years, and I think partly just from touring so much. I mean, and singing on records, and, you know, we kind of constantly go. We've done 200 shows a year for, like, the last 6 years, and when we're not doing the shows, we're at home in the studio. So I think that sort of raspiness that comes is something that's happened sort of naturally over time. And, no, I mean, I think, you know, Lay 'Em Down's a good example of a song for me. We wrote the song, Bo wrote the song, my brother, and it just kind of in sound checks and stuff like that, and we went to start writing a lyric to the song. I mean, it took us maybe 5 minutes to write the lyric because we were just like, this is the way this song feels, and the lyrics just kind of poured out of us.
Yeah.
And I really feel like it's one of the most natural songs for me to sing, but, you know, one of the most easier ones for me to sing. So I really feel like, I go back and listen to records that I recorded 10 years ago and think, man, who is that guy? So I think definitely time, you know, wears on your voice a little bit, but I think it's been cool for me.
Well, tell us about The Outsiders.
It's you know, we're you know, like you mentioned, we're from a really small town, and that was part of the theme of the record. Is really, I think this is our third record that we've made, and it's really been a process of us kind of figuring out who we are in the world. And you know, we go from this small town called Possum Kingdom to the New York and LA kind of scene and that whole thing, and we never felt completely comfortable with it. And I think, you know, the same would be said about, you know, we have a secular record deal with Atlantic Records, and you know, the same, we never have felt completely comfortable in that world or the Christian kind of world. You know, we were kind of caught in the middle, I think, and the record really is about us coming to terms with that and really being proud of it, seeing it as something that as a strength, the differences and the kind of, you know, the little perspective that we've had, bringing, you know, that being something that we can actually bring to the table and be proud of. And so that's really, I think, the theme of the record. And, you know, it's kind of because it shows its head, you know, throughout.
Sounds good. For those who want to learn more about Need to Breathe, check out your website. Give it a flog. What is it?
It's needtobreathe.net.
Needtobreathe.net. Bear Reinhardt, thanks so much.
Yeah, of course, man. Thanks for having me.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.